Now we will move back to item number three, I believe. Yeah.
Item number three is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding proposed revisions to the adopted 2001 Mitchell Park and Horticultural Conservatory Master Plan. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good. Director Black?
Chairman, Supervisors, as we get set up here, Epstein and Architects is going to come in and give a PowerPoint presentation on the board, but to put this in context, that one of the first slides when we get this set up is going to be the spreadsheet on the projects. And I didn't want to just start with the money, but I thought it'd be best to kind of put it in context of what we've done, where we've been, and then go through the project and kind of come back to that. We're here for information only. When we come back in the March cycle, the portion that you're going to see on the lease agreement with the Journey House is going to be just on the portion of putting in the Packer Field. I'm very proud of what we've done with Mitchell Park so far, with the domes and the property as a whole, with our partners. We have the Journey House with us. We can introduce them in a second, but let me just run through the four phases of the project. I'm really excited about this project. It's going to be fantastic. Obviously, you can.
We have some young Packers with us.
Yes, we have some young Packers with us. The domes all lit up. I think you guys have seen the new entrance and what have you, and the lighting projects. You could go to the next one. Well, I'm just going to start, and then when it comes up. In phase one of the projects that have been completed from 2007 to date, the domes lighting project, when you see it, you'll see the amount of money and then where the money came from. And I think one of the things that I'm very proud about at Mitchell Park is the amount of philanthropy and partnerships and leveraging the county dollars there. The domes here. Oh, that's kind of small. I apologize for that. The domes lighting project is $550,000. That came from Michael Cudahy and other private donors. The north parking lot at 1.5 came from MMSD. Same with the center parking lot. The domes lobby, $550,000 with Zilli and also some of the insurance money. The county did pay for the exercise area and the playground. And if you've seen that, we just had the ribbon cutting on the new domes entry project that we just had that. The new entry sign, if you haven't seen it, it's a beautiful sign from the Friends of the Dome that's out front that the message board can change on that. A new electric sign, $70,000. And the re-roofing the park pavilion, altogether $4.2 million that we've put into it. What I'd like to discuss today is phase two. Phase three and four are out and are maybes. Again, if you see, I put that to be determined if there would be a funding source, even if we would move forward with that. I don't want to get caught up into that, but when we are looking at master planning the park, you're going to see some of the visuals that add some of those elements should we want to pursue them. But when you look at the Green Bay Packer football field, our partners can tell us how we got here, but I'm so excited that the Packers actually gave us their synthetic turf field, and we also received a $200,000 grant from the NFL that's of a timely nature that we need to go from there. So with that, I would turn it over to Michelle Bria from the Journey House.
Good morning. Thank you for having us today. We're very excited to share this project. Journey House is the lead agency for the Zilver Neighborhood Initiative, Clark Square, and we've had over 800 residents come out and build a quality of life plan. And our residents, with near and dear to their heart, are the parks, having a safe place for youth to play. And through that planning process, they came up with all kinds of Bloomberg Family Foundation funded the master plan that you're going to see here today. And part of that, one of the aspects that we'll focus in more later on is the Packers Field. And when the residents wanted a field, literally, once we were done with the plan, Mr. Brown, that day we were walking out of Discover World, and got a call from the Green Bay Packers saying, could you use a field? Absolutely. So we're really excited about this gift from the Packers. We'll hear a little bit more about our fundraising efforts that have been successful. I also want to thank Milwaukee County for your belief in the football program, because you really launched it through the Sports Authority. And it's not just about our young boys, too. We have a very competitive cheerleading program that the girls are built into it, too. So I want to thank you for that. And also the workforce development. A big component of this is creating jobs and having operating and maintaining it by training neighborhood youth and residents to operate the field once it's installed.
Could you perhaps introduce the others at the table with you?
Yeah, we're going to... The next is the Director of Youth Programs, Charles Brown, and then we'll also talk to the Chair of our Capital Campaign, Jim Schlater, and he'll talk to us about our fundraising efforts. And then we're also in the presence of SEM Architects, Rich Tennyson, who's the President, John Maselli, Vice President and Architect, and Bob Cooper. And then our junior Packers.
Hey, Martise, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you. I'm Charles Brown. I'm Director of Youth Programs for Journey House, and these are three of our players from our Pee Wee group that almost made it to the championship game this year but didn't, but fell just a little bit short. But I want to kind of give an overview of how our program got started. We started in 2005 with 26 boys about this size. We didn't win a game that year. We didn't score a touchdown until the fifth game, and we only played six games. In 2006, with the help of a Sports Authority grant from the county and the help of Peggy West, we started our cheerleading program. In 2008, we had a wonderful opportunity of being able to play at Lambeau Field, and we've done that four consecutive years. And out of that relationship with the Packers donated the synthetic turf field to us. And since that time, in 2009, we've started a league. We're serving about 400 kids. And the thing about our program, it's not just about football. It's not just about winning games and scoring touchdowns. It's really about life skills and the development of our kids. All our kids in our program have to have a library card to register to play. They also have to do a book report and turn it in by the end of the season. And every parent in our program has to sign a permission letter to allow me to visit their kids unannounced at the school to make sure that they're doing the right things in terms of schooling and proper behavior. So I just kind of wanted to kind of say a little bit about how our program operates. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Schlater. Thank you. I'm Jim Schlater. I'm a board member at Journey House. I've been on the board for about 15 years. And I'm a chair for the Capital Campaign. I was a chair for the new building that's going up adjacent to Longfellow School, which is completely financed now, and helping to lead this campaign for the football field, which is an overall $2.8 million campaign, of which we already have secured $1.2 million. It gives us enough money to get this football field installed right now, if we can move forward. And we have a $750,000 grant from a private foundation, the Bennett Found or the Charles Bennett Foundation here in Milwaukee. Plus, as Sue Black mentioned, that we have the $200,000 grant from the NFL that has a end date of June 30th of this year. So we're excited to get this process moving. So with that, with those dollars, two things are worth of note. We'll have an extra amount of roughly $150,000 to put towards the operations immediately after the field is installed, and then upon the approval of a lease agreement between Journey House and Milwaukee County moving forward, will give me the ammunition to go out to finish the rest of the fundraising for from the private side. So thank you for.
And again, I'm Rich Tennyson with Epstein Union Architects, and we are thrilled to be part of this project and do want to give you a brief overview, a little bit of the history on the master plan, and also get you oriented in terms of the site. Obviously, as you're all familiar with Mitchell Park, north is up, so when we start talking about the area specific to the Packers Field and other proposed improvements, we're really on the east side of the park. And we did our research as well, looking back at previous plans. This happens to be a master plan from the year 2000. And again, in keeping with this master plan, the athletic fields, and again, there are a lot of reasons why they're located to the east in terms of the site allowing for it and being the primary location of it. We kept that in mind as we looked at creating a master plan for the Clark Square area and Mitchell Park, working through the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative. You can see the outline of the Clark Square area, and really Mitchell Park becomes the hub of activity. And so when the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative worked on planning, worked with the community, and identified different areas that would help improve Clark Square and also Mitchell Park, there were three particular ones that were identified that we started to look at for this master plan, including most notably this football playing field and giving kids more of an opportunity to interact. And it's great to hear Charles talk about things beyond sports as well, really tying in academics and accountability as part of the whole program. This is the overall master plan, identifying a number of the different areas. We're just going to focus on a few of those on the east side today. I think since pitchers and catchers report in less than a month, we'll start with that Brewers field. And so I don't know if you want to comment with regards to the baseball field itself.
Yeah, thank you. Just real briefly, I have spoken with the Brewers Charities, and they've said, yes, we're open to this. They're supportive of the Zablocki right now with Prince Fielder. That's the primary project that we're going to be working on. But with this, when we were master planning, I said, you know, in proximity to the Miller Ballpark and what have you, and with the Packers there, wouldn't it be something if we could actually have that Brewers field there? That's just kind of a dream, if you will. But yet they said, sure, we're on board, but you have to figure out how to get it all done. So we wanted to show it on here in the grand scheme of things, but it's the Packer field first.
Yes, we're jumping ahead a little bit to show you what else can be, and also the proximity of this field compared to the corner of the football field on your left. So as we look closer at that and some of the other amenities that surround it, there's the existing tot lot and children's play area, which currently has a building we're looking at as part of our phase two on this project through the fundraising to improve the restroom facilities and also have some concession facilities. And just to give you a sense of proximity to the field itself, very at the lower part of the screen, just with the brown roof, that would be where that addition would be. So you're pretty close to the field. It creates a very good environment in creating a central hub of activity surrounding the playing field. And again, with the Packers' long history playing at County Stadium and also State Fair Park, there's definitely a connection with the Packers and the Milwaukee community.
If I might, that's going to be part of the lease agreement that we'll be bringing back. And we've got much of the due diligence has already been started and what have you. But the Journey House and the children involved with it would be involved in running the concessions, learning how to get a job, learning how to run that operation. That's all part of what we'll be bringing back to you in this lease agreement.
Again, two final shots here just to get a sense of the playing field. And I know in talking to the kids earlier, they're extremely excited to be able to play on here. And because of the type of turf that it is, the fact that you get so much more play time out of it versus, you know, having the mud or some hard-packed surfaces, this will really allow for not only football but other activities to occur on the field as well. And, of course, football is just one aspect of it, and the field and the infrastructure is just one aspect. It's really the impact that it has on the lives of the people in the neighborhood and the people within the Milwaukee community, and that's one of the things we're most excited about.
Any questions? As we said, we'll be...
Haas, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking questions of...
group.
Please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed, pardon me, beg your pardon, on the overhead view of the plans for the whole field, in addition to the Packers field, which is awesome, the Brewers ball damage, which is great, there's also, I saw a skate park, skateboard park, kind of the southeast corner there. Is that proposed? Is it planned?
It's, again, one of those initiatives that came out of the community feedback. Mm-hmm. So that was a place that was identified for it. But as you look back on the overall finances in terms of what phase we're in, that Sue was referencing early on, that is in the future and for future consideration by the Parks Committee.
Great.
Any other initiatives beyond the playing field and the concessions.
Okay. Very good.
Supervisor, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. thanks. Yes, I'm interested in having skate facilities around. To be the south side, we do have. There's some stuff on the far west side, in Wauwatosa, I believe. Not designated skate areas within many other parts of Milwaukee. So
we have a skateboard park in Mountain Valley, and so that's indoor skate park. So this is kind of a nice complement to that. So when it's nice outside, the kids could be outside. There's definitely kinks that would need to be worked out with that, so it's not something we could just implement. We did have, just so everybody's aware, we did have community meeting, and the football field was the number one thing on everybody's mind. There were residents that were concerned about the placement of the football field, and Sue and Sandy and Journey House have worked that out. Dr. Bree has been a rock star. Manny Marquez with the Zilber Initiative, the Clark Square Initiative, they've all been great. And so the football field is really, like, on everyone's lips. That's really what's important to the people in the neighborhood, is they wanted to see that football field get used, because it's not every community that the Packers say, hey, we're going to give you a football field. So.
Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, in scope of the entire park system, that we don't have really any skateboard parks is something that Supervisor Haas and some of his constituents, and we've had meetings about where should we put them. It reminds me of, you know, 8 years ago when we didn't have our first dog park. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. we're so far behind, we're ahead, that we'll have some of the best designed ones when we get there. But in the future, I see whether it's in some of the initiatives that we're already starting on the south side or at this park, we're really trying to put those into which properties and again, master plan for them.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor DiPietro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This presentation that we're seeing here was not included in our agenda. It's not attached, so I was hoping that could be forwarded to at least the committee members and, I mean, maybe even just the county board, so that they're ready, since next month, we'll be approving it. Because on number three, the only thing is the memo from Ms. Black. And then second of all, this will probably come out in detail in the next cycle. Who then, is it the county parks who owns the field?
Chairman, Supervisor, I can get you all those details about who's going to be owning it, the maintenance, the if something should, all of those types of things, literally, we've been working on the details of it. So to get you this as soon as possible, have it due diligence done through DAS. It's on their radar screen to go through that as well. We'll be working side by side with all of those kind of types.
And that's the next step then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I just wanted to bring it to you as for information. Mm-hmm. So that's I think it's best to get it approved as when you get it in the context of where we're going, and then how does this particular piece fit in. And it'll be very similar to the Hoyt Pool, that lease agreement. That, you know, obviously we own it, we own the land, et cetera, except they're running it for us. It'll be the same type of agreement.
Okay. If we could just please get this part of the report, the plan, emailed to everybody, that'd be good. Thanks.
Supervisor Jersey?
Very impressive plans. I think that should be said. Thank you to all the community partners. To Mr. Zilber was just, tremendous. I'm very impressed. I think this is the way the county moves forward in doing new projects. There needs to be a lot of private fundraising. I'm impressed with the way you've been able to do it. I'll take notes. Mm-hmm. And then I want to thank Dr. Michelle Bria, who is doing a fantastic job with Journey House, but also serves as a board member on Milwaukee County Federated Library System. And I was impressed that she's requiring these young men to read books and do book reports before they get to do some of that. So it's very impressive. Thank you.
Are there further questions by committee members? Any further comments any of our guests would like to share with us?
One final comment is I would like to thank Susan Lloyd and the Zilber Foundation for the $25,000 to do the master plan, because without that, this probably couldn't have gotten off the ground as it has.
A wonderful project in both its inception and its execution. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.